me, I like football. There's a lot of things around. When you line them up together, the footy wins hands down.
Alrighty, folks, round two has been run and won. Once again, we have six winners and six losers. And let me tell you, one of the winners is pretty fucking happy and excited about life at the moment. So buckle up and listen in to one of the most exciting and riveting and animated reviews you're ever likely to listen to for Balls to the Wall, as Hawker and Stars goes through all the exciting news that happened this round.
Right, well, that's about the worst review ever.
He's going to cop a fair bit now on that review. That was a shocker.
Alrighty, folks. Here it is. Round review, round two. Get excited. It's all happening. It all happened. We've got six winners. We've got six losers. Now, help me go through them all. Here is Stars. Stars.
Okay.
You're pretty happy with how life went this weekend.
Can I ask you a question, Hawker?
You can.
How good is Fantasy?
Fantasy is a fantastic game.
Fantastic. I'm glad we play this game.
Exactly. We should be playing it more often. We should have a midweek competition as well.
I think so, because when you win, it's fantastic.
It's good. Life's better.
Well, it's a bit, you know, weight off your shoulders and less. It's just the birds are singing, the bees are buzzing.
The flowers smell nice. It's just fantastic. Absolutely fantastic. So, yes.
Let's get stuck into this great round review because I think it's a belter.
It's a belter. We had some, speaking of belters, we had some belters of games. And up first, we had a belter after last week, which was pretty disappointing games-wise. They're all pretty much decided early. This week, we had a few go right down to the last game.
A few good player versus player ones, which you want on the last
Bit of excitement for the crowd.
The one-on-ones, back old school style.
That's it. So all around the ground. Starting up is the rampaging Aussie Merker up against Commissioner Gypsies.
Gee, Merker came home, didn't he? Like a freight train.
Did come home. So poor old Slippery was a bit of a sitting duck with no players in the last game.
Yeah, he didn't space it out well. I think he went too hard too early and then ran out of puff.
And then, yes, I mean, not that some of these big names, but they all scored enough. We've Max King, Mason Wood, Jordan Clark, and there's someone up the top there. Oh, yes, probably the big one, Bradley Hill with a 94.
Yeah, so, that's a nice score from Hill. You normally don't expect that.
Well, I think someone was saying it's his first game back at Optus since he left. So probably wanted a big one.
Yep, I think the booing got less and less as they went on, didn't they? As the crowd left.
The crowd left, they spent their energy yelling at the umpire and everyone blaming everyone else. So, yes.
I know exactly what that is.
Yeah, so funny story about that. One of Jack's mates who's an umpire, there was a free kick paid against Freo in the forward pocket right in front of where Luke sits. And the camera panned up, and there's Luke, who's an umpire, and a pretty good one, actually, sitting there abusing the hell out of the umpire. So I'm pretty sure
Don't let your allegiance get in the way of your day job.
That's it. So I'm going to go and time code that so we can get that played at umpire training on Wednesday night. Just a little clip of Luke going off his nut at the umpire. So, yes. So there's a fair chance that Slip went off his nut. Let's have a quick look through his team.
Look through his defence. You've got Jake Lloyd. Came back this week with a 106. Great score. Howe, 96. You're thinking, this is fantastic. John Noble, 55. CJ, 38. I'll get your thoughts on CJ. And Liam Baker.
Number four pick. Ugh.
54.
Gee whiz. So that's not looking good, is it?
There are question marks for that defence, I would say. Apart from Lloyd, Jeremy Howell's not, I wouldn't say he's reliable injury-wise.
No, well, and 96 is a pretty good score for him, but that's at the upper end of what he's going to do.
And there's not much on the defence. Jack Bowes will be come back and be okay, but he's still a fair while away. And Bramble,
he's a little ways off too. He's at least six weeks off.
Cavalry is not close at all.
Not coming. So, yes, a bit of a worry. CJ, a little bit more locked down. Still did some. I mean, I think he did his job pretty well. And, you know, just speaking of wins, I mean, how good were Hawthorn?
I mean, they didn't play anyone. They played the bye, didn't they?
Played the bye and sitting on top of the ladder. So I've just been busy searching tickets to Melbourne.
You've been busy September. Watching that ladder, wouldn't you?
Why do you watch it twice? So
only Pornhub when you got the AFL ladder.
That's it. Exactly right. That's very dropped off a cliff very quickly there for Slip in defence. In the midfield, well, Petrarca did Petrarca things. He was all over the place and racking up touches for fun and driving another win for the D's. Darcy Parrish, did the same, and a bit more onus on him now with the news that we'll get to shortly.
Yes.
But again, the rest of the midfield is pretty middling.
You got Dacos as a 73, which is, that's good.
That's pretty good. That's
the history of fantasy as a first year player. 73 is a very good score, and he's going to go into average year 85.
Yes. So for this year, that's what you'd probably be expecting.
That's what Walsh averaged in his first year, about an 80. So
yeah.
He just gets the ball, so he'll be fine. Lyons is the one that's a bit concerning. I don't think he's going to hit those highs that he used to. He's 110s. That's what you can expect from him. And Pickett was a waiver wire 70, which you'll take from a.
That's very player. Good. Yep. But again, I suppose we've got Chera, who's a close contact, and Bailey Smith and Elliot Yeo. So there is a bit of star power to come back into.
There are some nice players coming back for that midfield.
Well, we hope. Well, Slip hopes. So Witt's got a steady 82, which is about his level. Dylan Moore started on fire on Saturday night. Was a little quieter in the second half, but he got his 75. Tom Hawkins, is he a key forward?
He is a key forward. He's a big key forward. He's a
big key forward. Yeah, and the word, what's it, volatility comes to mind with that key forwards.
I asked Merker about key forwards. I don't know.
Well, Merker's got everyone else in the league, so yes, he would know all about the volatility. Hogan the Bogan, 45. Bailey Fritch.
That's becoming a bit of an issue.
That's Merker-esque. That's and actually beyond. That's slippery. Well, I have to coin a new one. Slippery-esque, I reckon, for 22.
And always said Pickett's an AFL player, not a fantasy player, and 75 is well overs for him.
You'd hope he could get close to that every week, but that's probably his ceiling.
There are question marks and a lot of DMPs on the bench.
Lots of DMPs, but I won't have a crack about anyone at that because, the fact that he's got some and he looped on the Cedarfield 76, so yes. All right,
And the desperate times there for a 76 loop in this day and age with laid-outs coming thick and fast.
That's it. So we'll just jump over to Merker. If we start in the forward line, is there anyone in that forward line who's not a key forward? I don't know what Mason Wolfwood is.
Mason was not an AFL player, so no, he's not a key forward. Seriously, but he's not.
He's got four key forwards and a Mason Wood. And we've got the good with Harry Mackay and Mitch Lewis, and then the bad with Aaron Norton and Mason. Well, we'll call Mason for the purposes of this conversation. We'll call Mason Wood a key forward, and Max King was seven at half time. Yep, and then got really excited and just turned himself into Wayne Carey for a quarter and a bit, and crushed the Dockers.
You can't blame Merker. You're going key forward. He's actually picked up a small forward in Tyson Stengel for 21. So it's the point of drafting a small forward. You might as well just get key forwards.
That's it. I believe I know someone in one of my leagues who picked up Stengel in Classic.
That's a shocking pick.
Bad career move.
And if you want a key forward, just look at a bit of a Peter Wright action there.
That's it. There's key forwards for you. So, yeah, 100 and...
Here we go. Here's something for you, Hawker.
Yep.
Peter Wright, 103. And yep. You've got Jed Anderson, who's not going to play. Surely you just do a bit of loop action, don't you?
A bit of loop-de-loop there, don't you? Yes, one would assume.
You get rid of Mason Wood, who can't play. You put Anderson on the field, and you've just got a 103.
Yes, it's a strange work. So I think we mentioned in the preview potty when we went through some of the choices, we thought the drugs might be catching up with Merker. It looks like the weekend's festivities have caught up with him as well.
I say poor coaching, but not poor coaching.
Well, we don't want the big man to come around with his big Merker axe and chop us to pieces. So
you said that word, not me. I did very well for the win. Good work, Merker.
Well done. But Brody Grundy, you're starting to get a bit worried about him with just 82. And
I sure am, yes.
And what's he? 82, averaging 89. So, yes, a bit ordinary. This midfield, Ben Keys, 131. Adam Treloar, 117. And then the rest was very... dropped off a fair way.
Good, and
looping on a 44, and everything else is in the... We've got a 50, 260s, and a 70.
Yeah, interesting to loop in the 44 there. That's bold.
It is bold, but I don't think he had anything else anywhere.
Yeah, that's fair enough then.
So, yes.
But...
And then, yes.
Breaks aside. Oh, you haven't done defence either, have we?
No, there's a defence... Well... Nothing much to talk about there. Dale's standard 75. Hill amped it up for his homecoming, and Lukosius, as a forward.
There's some alarm bells going there, isn't there?
There is indeed. And Wiedering and Hardwick did what they did.
Not only that, Lukosius can't even get forward status. He's already in defender midfield.
Defender mid, correct. Right. So, interesting.
At end of the day, all I can see is a big green W.
A green W. They're the best W's to have.
We would know.
Yes, exactly. So well done to Merker, and commiserations there to Slip.
Yeah, a bit of soul searching there for Slip.
That's it. So mind you, I think the scores for both teams will be a concern for both coaches, because we're only just sneaking over the 1300 mark.
They're atrocious scores, but you can only play
up against. That's it. And look, if you have to play the reigning premier and then you have to beat them, I mean, life's good.
Yeah.
As we roll into the next game, my good self versus Dazed and Confused. Have a look at this.
I would not have picked this at the start of the year. In fact, I wouldn't pick you to win any games, but round two, here we go.
Yeah, well, have a look. I told you guys, a little bit of faith. There's a plan. You just got to stick to the plan.
I called you by this whole time. I'm sorry.
Yes, well, I nearly said something the other... What did we do? We did the... Nearly said something, but I didn't buy it. I decided to let my team do the talking.
And you have. And poor Days has popped it.
He has, indeed. So that's it. So, yes, we'll start with on my side. Defence was pretty good, apart from Campbell. A couple of 90s, an 80... Then a 70 and a 60. So Tui's probably a little down on what I want, but everyone else is thereabouts, which was quite good.
Tui's too busy relaxing people on the field.
And stealing wallets and
stealing
keys.
The keys. Oh, Jesus.
So, yes. The midfield.
Matt Rao, talk to me, Hawker. What's going on here, mate?
I tell you, I was throwing things at the TV monitor on Saturday night. I had two games going side by side, and... have a quick look on Twitter, and someone put Rao shadowing Oliver. Well, I don't know if you want to win a game of football, maybe you put your best ball, let your best ball winner, I don't know, win the ball. And because whatever he was doing on Petrarca and Oliver, I don't think it works so well.
They've got other crappy midfielders. Like put someone else there. Rao's your, he's your Rolls Royce.
That's it. So I was. Alternatively, incredibly happy looking at one screen, watching the Hawks win. And, also yelling at Boak for being old and getting the ball a lot. But then on the other screen was Raoul and Oliver. I had dreams of my victory disappearing up in smoke on the other screen. So they had a pretty good Saturday night points-wise disposal. Days did.
Yes, very, very good.
But the rest of the midfield, some of the young fellas, Schoenberg probably a little bit down, but looped on Dylan Stevens, 89, which is his best score for Hawker, and left Josh Ward out of the team this week, thinking of playing his first away game for JPK, who was meant to be playing in the wet, which wasn't that wet on Friday night. Thought he might get a bit more on ball, but might have to be a changing of the guard there.
Yeah, well, I mean, say hindsight's great, right? Because you're not dropping Rao for Ward, so forget that. And you've only lost a few points there for say a JPK.
It was logical. Yeah, it was logical, but those 11 points could have ended up vital.
In tears.
Yes, but Scotty Lysette, for the first two and a bit quarters, went on an absolute tear and actually matched Boak with scoring. And then Scott Lysette, remember to your Scott Lysette, and he stopped, and Boak kept going. But you can't be unhappy.
98 is a very good score, because Ruckman are down this year. There's not as much scores. The odd one pops up, but it's tough, unless your name's Tim English.
That's it. Oh, here we go. and then the forward line, yes, nothing too spectacular there.
Except four.
Well, we'll get to that. But Tom Powell again. I mean, what's Noble doing? Who's he trying to kid? Powell's not in their best 22. I'll go he. Shit. So anyway, that's enough of that.
He's just fucking me around.
Yep. Errol Goulden, 93. But the main man, the star of the show, Jackie Boy Higgins, 102 to bring home the W for Hawker.
Ice in his veins. Clutch. That's it. It was.
That's it. So Jack said, he goes, if he starts well, you'll win. If he doesn't have a good couple of touches in the first quarter, then you could be in a bit of trouble.
Jack's a good coach, so he knows.
He knows what he's talking about. He managed, I think, 21 or something to the quarter, and he was on, I think, 42 at halftime, and somehow picked up a kick in the change rooms and got to 45 with a halftime correction. And then the great man kicked a goal within about 2 minutes of the third quarter. And then I don't remember much of the rest of the game, but he scored lots, and it's a win.
So all she wrote. And then nice little Cameron Zerha there.
Yes.
For 77, it's a nice score for him. He's a bit of a bit more of the impact player, so to speak.
Yes, well, that was more just of a bit of a worry, because he, at the time, the commissioner very kindly extended the RFA lockout.
Which we use and abuse, for sure.
So I was just, I got him basically, I wanted my options open for as long as possible, because Higgins wasn't named, or he was on the extended bench, and then Powell wasn't named, and so I didn't have anyone playing, so I had to get someone in. So
a good match up, too.
And they're playing the Waffle team. So, and as we'll get to, everyone scored well against the Waffle team, obviously.
Yeah, how can you not?
Yes, how could you not?
Imagine beating the Waffle team and still technically losing.
That's it. So, on the other side, dazed and confused.
14-31. I'll definitely an increase from last week, but there are two scores that are a bit undazed-like from probably the best coach for the last 3 years. So,
a few concerns.
Signs.
Yes.
Yeah.
So Quaynor with a 60, which is probably at the lower end of what you'd want from him.
Yes.
Isaac Cumming, who I cursed regularly in the first half this afternoon, with a very good 105. But Heppel would be a bit of a concern, I would have thought, for
coach. It's up on the wing a little bit, and Ridley's just back doing his thing. Redmond's back taking all that cheap fantasy goodness that we love.
That's it. Zach Guthrie, the preseason hype hasn't really, he hasn't been bad, but it's
scores
not
really
good fantasy.
Let's face it.
Yep. And Blakey, he's good. Pretty good for him, 81, which is not too shabby.
That role's nice. They want the ball in his hands because he can kick the ball. So they're definitely, Sydney wise, they definitely look to use him as much as they can.
So, yeah, not so shabby. But now in the midfield, he's had the big three there for many, many a game. And one of the three's gone missing after scoring 111 this week.
Yeah, the syndesmosis ankle. In about 2 minutes, he's lost merit. I think Nick Cox went down as well. Very, very close to the blade. Hopefully not as bad.
So, yeah, the big out for 6 to 8 for dazed and confused.
What's the worst news that he heard today? The fact that he's lost Zach Merritt for 6 weeks, or the fact that he lost to the bye?
Hey, he's up. You beat the reigning premier, you can't be called a bye. Beat the reigning premier, you cannot be called a bye. Thank you very much, stars.
I thought that would flare you up.
Yep. So yeah, that's, well, there'll be double dose of bad news there. He's probably lucky he got one up on the brother-in-law last week, or it could have been a very, very ordinary start for young dazed.
Apart from that, that midfield, as we've always talked about, it's just solid. Boak was going ballistic.
I don't like old men. He should have been pensioned off.
Oh, gee. He just keeps getting better and better as he's got older. Robum, 76 is okay. Scoff and Nick Cox is 71. But look at that midfield. You think, oh, yeah, put that one in the bank.
Yep.
But the other lines are a little bit shaky. So in the ruck, Nate the Tank with 85 is very solid of what you want from Nate the Tank.
Yeah, but he was on about 60 at halftime. So he... Okay. Sort of slowed down a bit. Mm. Speaking of people who went to sleep, poor old Taron Thomas is probably on the oxygen at the moment in hospital. I don't know if you saw the game.
I did see that replay. He almost broke the guy's leg.
That could have been bad in two bits, because I'm pretty sure, I think it was Witherden. I mean, he's probably lucky his leg's still attached, because it bounced back a fair way.
Knowing West Coast luck, I thought it should have been broken.
Probably would have, yeah. So... that'll be probably another week or two. Yeah, I haven't heard, but I mean, if you're going to hospital,
hospital, and isn't the ambulance and on the oxygen, not nice. That was not good.
It's not a good look. So unfortunately, because he was doing all right, he was on 50 at halftime. So yeah, he was doing quite well. Curtis Taylor, I suppose that's about what Curtis Taylor does.
Curtis Taylor.
Mick Stay does that.
Yeah, I think two teams, games for Mixed Day have been absolutely disgusting.
So he's
someone that was so promising.
Yeah, so I think teams have worked him out over the
break.
And, young, so we've got key forwards, and then we have young key forwards.
Gross.
Are young key forwards good people to have in your team?
No, they're not. Probably could have been a rookie list player. I think he was eligible.
Was eligible, yes. So a 28 is not what you want. And then a Charlie Cameron 76, which is okay, probably
for
him. So if we look at this forward line there, 49, 56, 48, 28, 76, I would almost say that's...
Very Merker-esque.
Yes. So few concerns there with injuries mounting up.
Does have some players on the bench that could come in and fill in. So Snelling, I'm not sure how long he's out for. Sean Higgins was rested after one game because he's 45.
Yep.
And Nick Martin was the RFA pickup that is out with COVID. So he should come back in and score some points. So yeah, I think
hopefully he's got a few reinforcements coming, but he will definitely need them. So yeah.
Look at that, you've got a win. It's very rarely we can talk about a win from Hawker, but you're on the board now and onward and upwards for the next game.
All right, well, that's the end of the podcast. Thanks very much, everyone, for listening.
Oh, we've got a belter to talk about, that's for sure.
Oh, yes. No, we don't want to forget this. We don't want to forget this game. Holy dooly. Talk about going down to the wire. Holy moly.
Some swings, everything. There was fat ladies singing. There was congratulations. There was, hold the phone.
Yep, and
the hats are still on order, so we're looking good.
So that's big finish. And like I said, I think I mentioned to you in the chat, it's like two geriatrics in the boxing ring trying to slug it out.
Walters versus Wipers.
Walters versus
13-26 and a 13 37, so 10 points in it. And like you said, the last game was Membry versus Walters.
It's like two guys on their wheelchairs trying to hit each other with their walking sticks.
What a belter.
44 to 52 has never been so exciting in your entire life.
Pretty high for Walters, actually, isn't it? 44.
So for this year, that actually increased his scoring average. His average is now 35.
Oh dear. All right. I'll talk about Legolas' team. There's lots to talk about it, that's for sure. Lockie Whitfield, 88, has been down this year and is killing my classic team.
He's killing a lot of people's classic team.
And Short.
And Legolas' draft team, which isn't so bad.
That's okay then. I can live with that. Jaden Short's back to those preseason numbers that he likes to get absolutely everywhere.
Small potato did small potato things.
Yeah, not good. SPS. Jesus, he's back.
He's back, and yes, he didn't know what to do. He'd probably have to go to the doctors with leather poisoning now, I would have thought.
Yeah, 92.
Yeah. And a pretty solid.
A nice 75.
Then the midfield. 103 and 104 from the two big dogs, which is
Prey and Crouch. Very nice scores there.
Passing scores. Yep. But then it gets a bit. Bit ugly after that.
Yeah.
So McGrath 57, a Berry 67, a Scholl 78. McGrath's probably down, but Berry and Scholl, that's probably probably around the mark for them. But Taylor Adams, 57.
The injured.
Averaging 64 for the year. And Lockie Hunter, who is averaging 65 for the year after scoring 72.
He's a bit of a headache. I think if there's a decent trade offer going in, I think this might take that.
I think so. A few worries there with having a look on the bench. Not a Jacob Hopper, but not a lot of.
Surely Hopper comes on the back. Bench.
You would think so. You would think so after losing again today, the Giants.
He was arrested or managed, was the. The official out, which is bizarre because he's 24, 25, played one game.
So, yeah, that's very interesting. Riley O'Brien got a 78. Didn't really see much of this game, so I don't really know how he went. But, yeah, that's...
Oh, don't. Probably... I've got him in the league, and I was watching him. He is the worst player to watch.
He's so coordinated.
He can't take a mark. He can't pick the ball up. The baby giraffe.
Right, well, there we go. There's Legolas' ruck division done. And then the forward line. And they're all very Mercury-esque, unfortunately. Sparrow with a decent 77, which you probably wouldn't mind from him. Poor old Wingard, I don't even know what he did. He was very quiet. Kicked two goals in that.
The heart muscle, I think.
Yeah, decided he's kicked two goals and then had enough at halftime.
As a Hawks fan, a good traditional Hawks fan that's lived the Clarko years with the no long sleeves, what do you think about his hair?
No, I'm not a fan of the hair. I'd rather just shave it off, young fella.
Didn't think it was...
No, it's not appropriate.
Much of it?
I mean, you want to express yourself and all, but I mean, were you just trying to scare little kids in the crowd with that mop? I don't know. Anyway. So he's traded for Wingard, who is now injured. And haven't heard yet what that is or how long for. He traded for Jack Graham. He got a 70.
That's an okay score for a forward, I guess. But plays for Richmond, though. They don't score any points.
Could you have drafted a 70?
Well, I think it's a bit of a potluck at the moment with your forwards.
So Tim Membre couldn't quite get it done for the Saints, for Legolas. So there he would have been riding every... attempted mark and kick for him.
And fricking against. What a shame.
Yes, well, there's a couple there. And then Ben Brown, what's the terminology? The position he plays is...
Key forward,
all right.
Against the Suns of all teams.
And he could only manage a 34.
Good. I mean, you've got his gun in waiting... Max Holmes on the bench there for 34. He was pretty bullish on that young kid.
Yeah, so he might be bullishly playing for the Cats VFL side next weekend. But anyway, and so, then there's a whole lot of DNPs. So it's the cup is looking a bit bare at
maybe time to get on the trade talk and get some deals done.
That's it. Oh, can't believe we're encouraging Legless to talk to us about trades.
Don't talk to Hawker. Hawker's keen for a trade, though. It's not me. Leave me alone.
So I'm pretty sure Vipers and Mirko are probably pretty happy. And Manic's always up for a deal. I think Luke Ryan's up for sale, so you could probably get a defender.
On the cheap.
On the cheap, that's it.
Vipers. Let's talk about the great Vipers.
The winner. Huge win for the great man. And can we just say he won with a Hayden Crozier 26 in his back line?
It's almost like a player down, isn't it?
It is almost like a player down. I suppose that's matched by Wingard's 21. But, yes, so the back line, 72 for Ridley. Bit low. Atkins, 62. Oh, I think that's just what he does, isn't it? I mean, he had a good one last week, but that's about him, isn't it? And Darcy Moore and McGovern were, again, 70s and 80s. So, yep, just enough.
Yeah, nothing really to
get excited about. Paddy Cripps.
There's someone to get excited about.
Young Paddy Cripps, beast mode activated. And what did he have? He's kicked 5 goals in the first 2 games. He's had 31 kicks and...
Surely decide to put someone next to him.
Yeah, well, it's a bit hard now. He's probably with Walsh back and Chera, well, not this week, but and then Kennedy and...
Yeah, it's actually who do you attack? There's
a few in there now, and I think he's appreciating the load being spread around a little bit.
Finally.
So, O'Meara, probably the ugliest 91 you ever going to make. Sprayed the ball more than the
machine gun. Does that matter?
Nope. So, and Anderson kicked a couple of goals for his 95. He looked pretty good. He liked the goals as well, just quietly.
Gilchrist making a mistake drafting round number 1 and Anderson number 2?
Not at all. They just made a mistake with the coach they got. Paddy Dangerfield, 50.
In his defence, he's very upset that the game wasn't about him.
Yes.
Buddy. So I can understand why he's a bit down. Cameras weren't focused on him. So just didn't really want to show up for that one.
That's it. HMO, 65 is probably around bit up and down, probably a bit low.
That's the sort of score you want as your forward. So why isn't he playing in the forward line?
He's not playing in the forward line because, I don't know. There's no midfielders. What's he got?
He's got Josh Dunkley as well in the midfielders that could move up forward.
So, but there's no midfielders to put in the middle.
Maybe get some deals done with Legless.
So I think Vipers and Legless should be talking to one another, definitely. And what else have we got? So that midfield, yep. Josh Dunkley, 112, very, very good. Helmet Brayshaw. 83, reasonable, I suppose, for him. He actually played a little bit of the game with his helmet off.
I did see that. He took a big hit.
That's it. And then Maxi Gawn, there's another one. If you've got the Gawn-Grundy combo in Classic, you're in a bit of trouble.
I sure do.
And, yep. And, yes, averaging 79. So he's got 279s. So that's consistent. Anyway.
Yeah, not good.
A pair of 79s to start with.
One looks okay in some parts. Cogs.
Yep. But Cornelio started like a house on fire and faded a bit late. He was really good. Haywood.
That's okay for Haywood.
Yep. We'll leave the next one. But Daniel Rioli had a really good game against the Giants.
Has a nice roll down back, doesn't he?
That's
he want to put the ball through his hands coming out of defence.
And who's this fella down the bottom? Does anyone know him?
Devin Smith. Fuck. Okay, so who's going to be on the waiver wire come tomorrow or come Tuesday? Devin Smith and Walters? Which one? Or both?
Well, he can't drop Walters. Walters 44 won him the game. He can't drop Walters, surely. Okay, it's got to be Devin.
Averaging 35 from 2 games.
So,
Devin. So I think we've learnt last year that Devin's done. I think I traded for him and then ended up dropping him because just unrosterable.
I think people still remember the season. What? How many seasons ago was that now?
2018, I think, was the good one.
Yeah, and yeah, the poor bugger just dropped off a cliff.
There's a sign. There was a common theme with Vipers, and that's sort of what he remembers.
That's it. So he's got a bench. He actually got a bench, so that's not too bad. But
scores on the bench there.
Some half decent scores.
Interesting that you have two. You have Darcy Tucker and Tom Doty, who are two keeper defenders
on the bench,
on the field. Surely, maybe when you're keeping players, you got defenders. You might draft some midfielders. That could have helped.
That would have helped. I would have thought. But yes, Vipers does things his own way, and you know. It was good enough to beat Legless, so who are we to argue with the man?
Who cares? You beat Legless.
That's it. Season done for Vipers.
Good job. See you next year.
All right. So next one, next up is a higher scoring game with Ponyfish Islanders with 15-74 versus Manic Monkeys 14-35.
To see Pony back in the high scoring area after last week's dismal performance. Good. He obviously gave the boys a bit of a spray during the week.
Be up and about at the moment.
It sure will be.
Jack Crisp, I think, what's that, a 70-point turnaround from in a week?
Yes.
50-odd to 126.
Classic, he would be. Held him. Fantastic.
Yes. Perryman, pretty good for his 93. Hayden Young, exceptional for 102.
He looks good there, doesn't he? He does. He's going to be a very good player for a long time to come.
And then Bonner and Redmond. Redmond probably a little bit down, but for D5, I suppose that's what you expect there every now and again. And in the midfield, Josh Kelly, 104. Pretty good. Dane Zorko on one leg.
How the fuck do you get 145 and not being able to run?
Yeah, it doesn't say much for...
Doesn't make sense.
No, it doesn't say much for her. Who did he play? Essendon.
Did they win that game? They must have.
They did, yes. Yep. So, Callum Ward pumped out a pretty standard 89, Dersmer 67, Koch played a lot better this week, and Polak, is he still a footballer?
Must be,
because he's on the team list. So, he got an 85, so you'd be pretty happy with that.
Decent scores there. Dersmer's a bit down, but all of them are nice.
Nice enough.
And he's looped more lads on the field.
For Chad Warner's 87, so not bad for a second-year player.
Nice solid midfield going there for Pretty Fish.
So, Oscar McInerney, why is he on the field?
Because he traded for him.
Oh, okay, so he's not the backup ruckman to Nick Natnui.
Nick Nat was off.
Ah, he's off. He diseased as well.
Obviously. Yeah, the rumour was that Oscar McInerney wasn't too impressed after being traded to Pretty Fish Islanders with the promise of the number one draft spot. Wasn't happy that they drafted Nick Nat quite early.
All right. So, a bit of team disharmony.
I think he feels that that's his spot as the number one ruck. And so he's taken full advantage there.
Hmm. And then Mitch Duncan in his first game back was at 80. He was actually on fire early and then faded.
Yep.
Looped on a Zach Fisher, 77.
In the forward line, you definitely take anything, almost anything over 50 these days.
Yeah. And Pony probably won't have time to listen to this podcast because after Luke Jackson scoring 112, he's probably locked in the toilet somewhere.
He was up and about. The coming of age of Luke Jackson, he tells me.
Yep.
Especially when you combine that with Hayden Young.
He's pretty excited.
Two players that he's held for a fair while.
And... Yep. Getting a bit of reward this weekend for it.
Finally, second 2 years.
Speaking about reward for drafting and FAing someone, Jack Darling, 23.
He will be an FA in a few of the time. We've learned from Jack Darling. Like it's like Devin Smith. We've learned this.
Yes. So it was pretty ordinary, huffing and puffing his way around, and yes. But Patrick Naish, well, he can football when there's. Playing North Melbourne.
Yeah.
There's no one else on the team.
See that coming. That was a very good score.
Yes. So, So you'd be pretty happy with all of that.
Good. Yeah. 15-75 is definitely one of the upper scores of this so far. Get some comfortably over Manic Monkeys at 14-35. So if you look at Manic's defence, he had Luke Ryan today with a 127 going ballistic.
And he's wasted it in a loss.
Yeah, he has. Fortunately, defense looks pretty good there with Witherden with a 91. Almost got his leg broken. Tom Stewart with a 75. Will Powell, 63. And Heath Chapman. See, the who got debuted today for Rio?
No, that's O'Driscoll.
Right.
No, so not him. No. Yes, not a bad score for a guy playing his eighth game or ninth game, whatever it is. So, yeah. But in the midfield.
Tuk-tuk.
After a pretty quiet week by his own standards last week, he's pumped out a huge 147.
There's some wouldn't surprise that Tuk-tuk was a keeper.
That must have been another league. So luckily, I thought he was a bit older than what he was. But anyway, 147 is not a bad effort. And the Suns probably wish they had two or three of him, or they maybe could just use the resources they have properly.
Tagger, but now they've also got Matt Router tag for them.
That's it. So very disappointing. Hopefully the roles swap next week when I play Manic. Brad Crouch was pretty solid. He had a very slow start, but I think only 7 points in the first quarter, so he scored 90 in the next three. Tim Kelly fell in a bit of a hole. So wrong.
Yeah, not good. Andrew getting dropped. Monday's coming back. Surely someone's got to go from that team after losing.
That's
be
it.
Some sort of change. Probably the Akers or type might go instead.
Probably. Matt Kennedy doing Matt Kennedy things, which is a strange thing to say, but 114.
He looks so good.
He does. Rory Sloane doing Rory Sloane things, and Seb Ross doing Seb Ross things. The big fella, what's his name? The Ruckman for Frio.
The
injured guy. Sean Darcy. Yeah, 45. So I think it looks like they're taping his ankle because he rolled it. So the big man puts a lot of weight through the ankle joint. So I haven't heard. Nope. So, but I'm interested if he can get up for next week.
So playing three talls there for Frio with Darcy, Meek, and then Lob in the forward line does sort of eat away at their points.
It does. So, yes. Well, they can keep playing them all together for at least another week, I reckon. And then he's actually the forward line, 74 for Stibottom, 88 for Degoe, and then 60s and 40s. Cam Rayner a 40.
Mm. Yeah. You got Georgiades and Rochelli for 64 and 69, respectively. I sort of what you expect from these young guns. Definitely players to hold for the future, and they'll be fine.
Yeah.
Cam Rayner seemed to have the role, but just didn't really do much with it.
No. I suppose on the plus side for Manic, he's probably the only one with... He's only got two DNPs on
decent
the
bench.
They've got a bit of bench, and he can loop the loop Josh Sin, 36, who's the second coming of... I'm not sure which defender, but apparently he is.
One of the good ones,
one of the good ones. Not a lot of massive talent on the bench there.
I'm looking at Ryan with a 96.
Yeah, but that's got to be one out of the box. I mean, that brings his average up to 66. So, 37 one week, 96 the next. So,
with a 67 for a forward, he does play a bit of a ruck.
Yep.
Shuts down the ruck a little bit. I'm going to find a player on the waiver wire, put it that way. So he's got healthy players on the bench, which...
Well, that's a start.
Team that has that since...
Yes.
The only one.
So speaking of healthy teams, just having a look at the next game, DT87 versus Disposables.
This could be a preview.
That's it. These scores, I don't think anyone's... 15-59 versus 15-19. Two high-scoring teams in the one game.
No one's that high this round, that's for sure.
No. These are good scores.
Surprising. Yes, a decent game between two guys that you'll see at the end business end of the season. ETA 7, with his usual strategy, are just competing as always, which we'd love to see. Defense was quite good. Nick Hine was down with a 62, but then you got Dan Houston 71, Hearn 72, Zach Williams 103.
Who?
Zach Williams.
He's remembered how to football for a week.
And then Adam Saad there with a nice 77. So decent scores there with a few outliers. And old Zach.
And then this midfield, Guthrie 92, probably a smidge down. Luke Parker couldn't repeat the effort from week one with a 79. But then Lachie Neale.
Oh, how good did Lachie Neale look?
Just ran around doing as he pleased. 145. Thank you, mother, for the rabbits.
Yep. Should have put a captain on him in classic.
Yep. Fiorini did Fiorini things. Hugh Greenwood beat up on the waffle. Scott Pendlebury got his standard 90, which is probably what you'd expect.
And, but if you look at that 94, that's going to be a defender in a few weeks' time, isn't it?
It will be. You could make sure you've got to have someone in the midfield to replace it, though, with. You've got to – that's a big thing. You've got to have someone to, who's good. And he's got a Nat Fyfe and a David Mundy, so he looks like he's got that covered.
He'll have Mundy back.
Yeah, that's, and Fyfe a little bit later.
He said Fyfe's done, so whatever.
Oh, well, if Peter Simic said it, then.
Coach says about the two teams, must be true.
Yes.
Goldstein is a bit of a question mark I have on him in the ruck because he's got Cherry.
Cherry's the main man now.
He's a forward. So what do you do?
Yes. Well, he'll only be a forward until round six.
In the meantime, he's got to live with the Goldie's subpar scores.
That's it. So, yes. And to be fair, he wasn't bad football-wise. He's just not getting it scoring.
Yep.
And then...
Not bad. Jeez.
Good forward line. Will Brody, 109. So I think he's enjoying having a bit of midfield time. Still, so I heard a lot of people still complaining about his time on ground. And I think in the first quarter, he didn't get on the field for 5 minutes because the ball was on the far side and they couldn't rotate. Then in the last quarter, not that I pay that much attention because I'd already won, so I'd busy celebrating.
Yeah.
Apparently, he only spent... I think he was the least player least on the ground in the last quarter.
And he there still cracked out. Low time on ground for 109. Imagine what he does with a full
game. So it'd be interesting to see how that works going forward. But DT87 might have a winner there. And speaking of winners, ANB, 117. Didn't see that one coming.
Yeah, no, I did not either.
So 117 for him. Superb effort. Connor Nash, going to get them scores out of Connor Nash. But he kicked a great goal, and he was part of a team that beat Port Adelaide in Adelaide.
Well, you wouldn't read about it.
That's it.
And he's looped in.
By 64 points.
Yeah, we don't care about real football, mate. we've looped in a Lance Franklin 73.
73, yes.
To get the big man into the action in this week.
Thousandth game.
Wonder if... thousandth goal. I wonder if DT87 actually organised some security.
Well, I hope, yes. Well, they didn't get it. When the security guards are bigger than me, you're probably not doing it right. But anyway.
There's only six of them.
That's it. So that looked pretty ordinary. But anyway, Buddy's alive and everyone else is as well. So 15-19 is a pretty good score and would have won most games. But he came up against Disposables 15-59.
Who is just on fire. Top score last week absolutely thrashed me, and another huge score this week. Good luck catching him.
That's it. So, 2 tons in the defensive line and 290s in the defensive line.
Also, news out today, he is now the odds on favorite. Official balls to the ball premiership
odds. Yes,
have him gone from $5 to $3.
Yes, I'll have to scroll back up a minute because the chat's full of crap, as always.
Yep. So those crafty punters that went on Disposables at $5 might have got some nice value there.
So what's the icon against my name there? Is that a ghost or something? I can't really see it. Have you seen the icons next to the names? A A joker, is it? Okay.
Yeah, maybe a bit of a wild card there, Hawker.
Wild card, fair enough.
I mean, it's a bit sad that you've won your first game in however long, and you've stayed at $10.
That's all right. No, you know, the computer's a bit slow to catch up, but it'll get there eventually. So anyway, okay, Joker, because I don't know if my eyes are getting old
I think
or
it's
something.
Joker, but... must be a card.
Yeah. Okay.
We will talk to the pony himself. You can ask him next week.
That's it. So yeah, so that defensive line, 2 tons and 290s. So it doesn't get a lot better than that.
Can we might get the commish to update the Jack Sinclair score? I don't think Jack Sinclair should be scoring that many points.
No, that's a lot of points, and he's the 97 actually brought his average down. So 108 and 97 to start the year. It's
Sinclair.
Very good. Yes. Not good.
First time so, yeah.
But the midfield, Bully Dooley. And when you look at it, we've got some good scores, and we actually do have some bad scores in there. But when someone gets 181, Bully Dooley, you can cover a multitude of sins with that, can't you?
Yep. Imagine putting the captain on him in the Classic.
And then imagine changing your mind and putting it on someone who's playing the Waffle instead.
Imagine putting on fucking Simkin for 52.
That's in the first quarter, that was.
That's off-brand. Off-brand.
Off-brand. All right. Yep. We're back on brand. Yep. 181, 102 to Tom Green, who could, by round six could pick up DPP as midfield ruck.
Well, if only GWS had an actual ruckman they could play. A real ruckman they could bring
on. Yeah, if they actually had someone on their list that was actually tall and big and strong, been in the system for a number of years and could compete with the bigger ruckman in the competition.
About limping every 2 seconds.
That's it. Yes. Odd decision, and he'd have to be back next week.
Has to be. He will be
has
back.
Has to be. But Jai Simpkin, 52, Blick, especially against the Waffle. Good. Lipinski, the bubble burst after 1 week.
Yeah.
Parfitt, well, welcome to my world, and it's now disposables to worry about. On fire early, and then did what Parfitt did, decided it was all too much for him and stopped.
Well, he was with a 126. A lot of Port boys scored very, very well.
Well, they just had the ball so much, but they just kept going in circles.
Couldn't get past the rock solid defense of Hawthorne.
Correct. So, and Joel Selwood, well, I think these days,
age is way of 70.
That's probably what he is. Rowan Marshall was a bit ordinary, I think, today, 64. But then Zach Butters.
Another Port boy. That absolutely brained it in the fantasy spectrum, but still can't get the win against Hawthorne at home.
That's it. At home. They lost at home by 70 points.
In a game that was supposed to commemorate one of their best ever players.
Yes. So that's disappointing on all fronts for the old Port boys. But unfortunately.
Yeah.
Anyway, stiff shit. On with the show. One Port boy who didn't get a lot of points was Rosie.
Overrated.
Very overrated.
Better than Rowell, apparently.
Apparently.
Oh, sorry, better than Walsh, apparently, was the call there.
Yeah, sorry, just letting someone in the front door, so that's all right. He's better than Walsh, not quite. Then not much else in the forward line there, though.
No. Smoking Joe with a 73. Don't mind that for the key forward.
That's it. Yes. It's one that Murky didn't get.
Just looking at the Josh Battle there. 117 on the forward. With
that's
no
one
emergency. Probably wouldn't emergency him being the last game of the round for a loop option, but that's a good score there for the future to make him think about.
Something you could probably, something you can loop.
Yeah, take off Link the Stink and put on bigger Josh Battle.
That's it. So, and the other thing is he actually does have a bench that's playing.
You got Ed Langdon on the bench there as well, and the midfield can go well. Ash in defence. Jack Hayes is the forward ruck combo. Jai Newcomb pops up for a score every now and then. He's got some decent players there.
No wonder the computer's installed him at $3 favourite.
one to beat with an absolutely huge score.
So well done to Disposables, and DT87 would probably consider himself a little unlucky. But then we come to the last game of the round, and oh my goodness, have a look at that. Hey, we talked
have
up
a 15, look at that.
We talked up a couple of 1500s. Holy moly. We're
looking 16, forward to updating the spreadsheet for the records of that one.
1659 for Stars. Hooly dooly. Up and about. Now, after a loss last week, hands out an absolute belting to Team Awesome.
Team Awesome there with a 1321. So a bit of a percentage booster there.
So, yes. But we don't use percentage, we just use points four. So
that's fine. Doesn't bother me.
Yep. So Doherty did Doherty things 106. He's a good, was he was drafted, wasn't he? Or was he held?
I think he was kept.
Yeah. Oh, so
I know it was,
yeah. I can't remember now. So yeah, so good pick up there. Doing Doherty things, hasn't missed a beat really, has he? So that's all good.
He looks very good in that role he's got.
Yep. Sick Dog got an 80, which will be about him. So his average is 87. So that'll be about what he is. Waiver free agent pickup, Cutler backed up his 102 with a 70. So that's not too shabby.
That's a bad score from the waiver wire.
Unfortunately, a injury to LDU. He had his head slammed into the turf. So...
better get the lawyers out for this one again. Back to the tribunal.
I think so, because he could be in a bit of bother, because he did tackle him and he...
Oh, who fucking knows with this stupid thing?
Chuck Lotto, mate, but he did tackle him and he did
hit his head on the ground. He's been cast from a head knock, so it's...
That's it. Jack Steele, 105, which he sort of scrambled to on the back of tackling. Didn't get a lot of the ball this week, and... wish he had scored 120, because I would have won about another six different leagues if he did. But anyway, I had to see on him. Caldwell down on last week, who I brought into Classic. So
surely gets... Dylan Shield this week, but with no Zach Merritt.
Surely he's in there. Has to. So yeah, I'll be holding him. Speaking of people you'd hold, holy Moses, Team Awesome would hold him all night long, I reckon. Carl Amon, 148. Gee whiz. Absolutely massive score again. Port boy against the Hawks. Maybe stream your whole team against Hawthorn, is he? Whoever Hawthorn's playing.
I mean, they might not win the game, but they'll score some points.
That's it. Jack Ross down with a 55, but he does play for the Tigers, so that's probably a better than average score for a Tiger. The better Dacos scored 97. Not a bad score. He played an excellent game. Horn Francis, 78. So pretty good for the young fella.
Did Ward get a higher score than that?
Ward actually scored higher than the number one and the number two pick this week.
Yeah, okay. Jeez.
Just more than both. So, yeah.
Picks one and two have regrets from that?
Maybe not right now, but you never know. In the future, they may come to regret it. You just never know what can happen.
I think they're at pick three when all these spuds get chosen and Ward falls in your lap.
Exactly. So the spud got picked up at four this year.
Yeah. Speaking of spuds, Matt Flynn in the ruck.
Dooley, dooley.
39.
If only he had another ruckman to help him out.
I think there will be a few late-night discussions about how rucks may go around, don't you worry? We'll get something done.
Yes.
It's gone up, Bruce, that's for sure.
So you might start drinking the vino earlier in the night so you can get the discussions going earlier.
Well, I'm up and he's up with a bub, so it works out well, I'm sure.
That's it. Gresham, 76, not quite as good as last week, but that's probably about where he is. Elliot, average week for him, 59. Big boy, doing big boy things, 70. Probably about what he is these days. Mitch McGovern, preseason hype's caught up with him.
Still has the role, but doesn't score the points that you need.
Doesn't score. Is it a fact now that Carlton's good? The ball doesn't go down there too much.
Hang on, let's not get too.
No, don't get carried away.
I'm not ready yet. I'm not ready for Carlton being good.
No, like I said, I think I mentioned it to you and a couple of others. Lots of young people don't remember.
Forget how arrogant.
Again, the Carlton supporters are. We don't want them being good.
At least with Hawthorn, they've been up for so long, we kind of got used to them being the best team.
Exactly.
Winning.
You don't want Carlton.
You, sort of, you can mute them out. But
that's it. New. So yes, yeah. Anyway, well, he's looped on the Silvani 73, which is what you'd have to do in these trying forward times. And he has two-thirds of a bench playing. So there's not a lot of big talent there, but at least there is someone there to loop on. And then last team, let's have a
should I just check off this team?
Yep, you just, you know, just we'll just mute your microphone. We don't hear those noises as we talk about it. 200s.
Just talk to me. Just go through it. I'll listen.
200s, 290s, and an 80. So I think that even tops. Let me have a look. Yet, so tops disposables. Defensive line, which we raved about. So a lower score of 84 is a defensive line most people would only dream of. So Liam Duggan, first game back, pumped out a 92.
I was going to play Patton instead. But I thought, we'll get Duggan. Back the boy in.
That's it. So that defensive line, if it, yes. And the thing is, they could probably all keep doing that, apart from maybe Brody Smith.
It's an 80 person, to be fair.
Yeah.
One and a bit overs.
Yeah, and Zeeb probably won't do that all the time, but he'll be very, very good. 85
is what I hope from him.
Yeah, so he'll be up and about. So speaking of up and about, shrugged off the Achilles, Callum Mills.
He's a gun.
He's a gun. Brandon Ellis, probably down a little bit on what you'd expect.
Yeah, I think Winger's a bit down as we get to the next player. A bit down this year. I haven't quite the heights.
So
football's been played.
Yeah, McCluggage, he better this week. Keep a couple of goals. Great to see the great man Sam Walsh back on the field. Started really well. Probably, I think the third quarter he was a bit gassed.
I think he just had that. He just wanted to see that role and he still got it. Just probably on ice towards the end.
Jack Viney. It's not that he doesn't score. He just got to be on the park to do it often. Finger banger. Probably Port's only forward. He kicked three goals for him. Ball-headed git. Not a bad effort by him. And Luke Shuey, being the senior member of the West Coast Waffle team, midfield, he scored 103, which was quite nice.
Very nice. Love it.
So probably the one area of concern for Stars FC is the ruck line.
Oh, not anymore. Not after Matt Flynn's effort. That should be fine by next week.
Yeah, fine by next week, you reckon? You get a deal done?
No, I've got Bruce coming in.
I got Bruce
coming. Pump out 80s.
Oh, they pump out the 80s. Fair enough. All right. So, fair enough. And then the great man in the forward line, 300s in the forward line. Tim English, 101. Tim Taranto, good to have Tims in your team, 104. Isaac Heaney, 107. And then a pair of 60s, which you can probably handle if you've got 300s above them.
Yep. Looking good. So, I can't argue with that. That's an absolute belt of a score. And good luck if I can ever get anywhere close to that this season.
That's it. So, well done.
Downhill and from here, poor starts.
Comprehensive win. So, all right, so let's turn the page now and have a look at the ladder. Just who do you think you are? Take it like a man, baby, if that's what you are. Because I'm moving on, though. You're moving on now. Moving on, though. Nothing can stop me. All righty. So we've got two rounds in Stars. We have two teams undefeated, two teams without a win, and that leaves eight teams in the middle. On 1-1.
Yes, good to early days, but good to see a bit of shape with the ladder.
That's it. So just having a quick look at the points four. So we'll just go through who's got what first. So Disposables and Merker undefeated. And then, everyone else is on 1-1, apart from Manic and poor old Legless down the bottom there, which is Legless. Very un-Legless-like position on the ladder.
Just to look at disposables, his next matchup, number one, is versus Legless, number 12.
Holy dooly.
It's going downhill fast for poor Legless.
Poor old Legless, he's rolling down the hill without the park brake on.
Yeah, no. Whoops.
Just having a quick look. The computer still says he's at $5.
Computer's having a laugh there, surely.
He's gone out from outright favourite to fourth.
Mm. And I think with a fast bolting Aussie Merca rising up,
interesting.
Never taken.
And just having a look here, Team Legless has scored the second least amount of points in the first two rounds, only 1 point ahead of Geelong Vipers.
Let's face it, we all have pegged as the wooden spooner.
Yes, so things don't look good for Team Legless here. Has anyone come back from a 0-3 start and clawed their way into the eight?
I'll have to do the stats. I'll have a look at that. That's a very good question.
So we'll have to have a look at that for the preview potty, because that would make this game a very big one coming up.
Very big game.
So just having a quick look at the points for three teams have cracked the 3,000 mark, which is 1,500 points around. Disposables up on 3,198.
Blitzing it. Good luck catching him.
That's it. He's on fire. 3,069 for DT87. 3,026 for your good self stars. And then we've got a couple at 2,800, one at 2,700, and 26, two at 26. Well, everyone else is at 26. So, so from Aussie Merca down, there's the last six teams are all within 30 points of each other.
Yeah, early days,
the top six sort of pulling away points-wise from the bottom six.
You really want to be getting the wings banked, because you never know what's going to happen in the future with injuries and COVID and so on and so forth. So having those wins in the bank is a must. You wouldn't want to start 0-2, that's for sure.
Don't want to be 0-2, and don't want to be 0-3. Oh, Manic plays me. Ooh, dooly dooly.
He's got the Hawker.
A resurgent Hawker. And Legless has the juggernaut that is disposables.
Pretty cool games there.
Mm. So very interesting to see how that goes, but we'll save that for Thursday night's preview. So the ladder, taking a little bit of shape, but take a few more rounds to shake themselves out.
Yep. Hopefully, as we start to establish the ladder, teams work out where they are in the season, and that might promote some trades the competing teams look to top up and the lesser teams look to the future.
Start stockpiling some picks and or younger players. So we'll see how we go. Very early days. But
help poor Pony with his trade whispers by getting a few deals done.
Or at least talk. So yeah, poor old Pony. He quit in frustration last week.
He spat it, didn't he? Absolutely spat it.
Yep. I have noticed that his availability to be on the pod is very dependent upon how his team goes the week before.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
So, you know, and now he's got the excuse. Bubs is sick. I can't be on this week. Bet your Bub's not sick this Thursday night when we get round to
doing it. At 1 minute after the game finished, Hawker, get me on the pod. I want to be on the pod tonight. I want to talk about how good my team is.
That's it. So, I think we need a bit more commitment from the podcasting team to commit every week.
Well, Merca's got two wins. Let's get him on.
That's it. A happy Merca.
Happy Merca's here. He's up and about. Look out.
But the ratings go up when there's an angry Merca. Well, that's a fair point. Yeah, fair point. All right. Well, I think we've babbled on enough about round two.
What happens when you win?
But when you win, you're happy. You're just happy to shoot the breeze about how your team went and winning. And
should we go back and talk about teams again?
I think we should. It's going back to the beginning here. Let's go. So, yeah, 16-96. And, win's a win. When you beat the reigning premier, I mean, life's good.
I can't get any better than this.
So thanks very much, Stars. We'll catch you a bit later on this week after the Thursday night game.
All right, Hawker. We'll catch you later.
Cheers, mate.